SFFYA listeners, and welcome to Backlist to the Future, our bi-weekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy. Because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Jen Worthington, recording a little late on May 24th because I don't know how time works. And today I am talking about series that I'm putting back on my radar. Is it series or serieses? I never know. I just recently got caught up with both the Locked Tomb series by Tamsin Muir, which Nona the Ninth comes out later this year, and you're all going to love it. And then also Fevered Star by Rebecca Roanhorse, which is the second book in the Between Earth and Sky series. So I'm like current on a couple series, and it reminded me that there are a few that I have fallen off track on. So we're going to talk about those today. But before we do that, let us hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Last Blood Carver by Vanessa Lee. So I am super excited about this one. It has what sounds like a really interesting, unique magic system. It is a medical magic system, and the world is based in a Vietnam-inspired fantasy world. And it follows Nika, who is what you call a blood carver. And blood carvers are these beings who can alter human biology with a single touch. Now, to people like Thumis, she is a monster who can be traded for gold. So one day she gets caught and she's forced to heal the last witness to a high profile murder. And all signs in her investigation point to an alluring physician's aide, Cochin. But then she discovers Cochin is not who he says he is. And she's suddenly faced with a greater evil lurking in the city. Now her only chance to survive lies in a choice. She can become the monster the city fears or risk the future of her kind. Amazing. I'm so excited. Make sure to check out the new book. And thanks again to The Last Blood Carver by Vanessa Lee for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by The Dial Press, publishers of The Prospects by K.T. Hoffman. The pressure cooker of minor league baseball leads to major chemistry in this exhilarating, sexy, and triumphant Rivals to Lovers debut romance. Gene Ionescu is the first openly trans player in professional baseball. He has nearly everything he's ever let himself dream of. That is, until Luis Estrada, Gene's former teammate and current rival, gets traded to the Beavers. Now, Gene and Luis can't manage a civil conversation off the field or a competent play on it, but in the close confines of dugout benches and roadie buses, they begrudgingly rediscover a comfortable rhythm. As the two grow closer, the tension between them turns electric and their chemistry spills past the confines of the stadium. So this is one of the first adult rom-coms published by a major publishing house centering a gay trans man by a gay trans man. It also has ADHD and anxiety representation and some joyful, heartfelt moments. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to The Dial Press, publishers of The Prospects by K.T. Hoffman, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, so I feel like many moons ago, I probably talked about the Kangaroo series by Curtis Chen. This is my sci-fi series pick. The first book is Waypoint Kangaroo. And when I tell you that this book was so much fun, it is sort of the perfect summer sci-fi read, I think. I mean, you could read it any time of year, but if you're looking for something very like actiony and fun and light, this is a sci-fi like whodunit set on a cruise ship in outer space on the way to Mars. Like, what? The main character, Kangaroo, which is like obviously his code name, is sort of a spy, but he's not like a very good one, except for the fact that he has this strange access to a portal that opens into like a parallel universe where there's nothing as far as he can tell. And he can like put things into this pocket dimension and then retrieve them. And it's obviously an amazing superpower, and the agency wants to use it, you know, because nobody else can get to his pocket universe except for him. So he's like a very safe place to put, you know, sensitive things. But he, you know, in the course of doing a mission, messes up yet again. And so he's sent on sort of vacation, quote unquote. They're basically like, things are a little hot right now because you messed this up. Please go on this cruise ship to Mars. and stay out of our hair and like don't do anything to call attention to yourself. Of course, he is not capable of doing that. And, you know, there's like a spy on the ship and there's murder and everything is happening. And, you know, he just happens to be there for all of it. And it is really enjoyable. The like action was fun. The characters were great. I love the supporting characters. And I just am obsessed with this concept of like an interplanetary cruise ship, you know, whodunit spy situation. Like, that is a brilliant concept, and Chen executes it so well. And I had completely forgot that it was meant to be just the first book in a series, which it is. And the second book is out. It's called Kangaroo 2. And I, when I established that, immediately put it on my library hold. It picks up with him on his way back from another mission. And there is like a mining robot, and there is another, you know, more to do with his smuggling things into his pocket universe. There's more murder, there's more hijinks. And it's set on the moon, which, you know, I'm here for. So, like, interplanetary, like, bumbling spy action hijinks, like, what's not to love about that, I ask you? So that's the Kangaroo series by Curtis C. Chen. And again, the first book is Waypoint Kangaroo, and the second is Kangaroo 2. Please join me in enjoying those this summer. And then my fantasy pick is like a little bit more fantasy horror. It's, you know, it's as close as I ever get to that, but I do not mind a little eldritch horror in my fantasy. And so this is the Beneath the Rising series by Primi Mohammed. The first book is also conveniently called Beneath the Rising. I know I've mentioned this book on the show before, but y'all listen, it's so good. It's about two, I guess they're late teenage years, early 20s, that age, Nick and Johnny, which is the nickname for Joanna. They have been the closest of friends since a very traumatic incident that happened to them when they were children. Johnny is an actual literal genius, like out here, you know, solving actual world problems, very young, but very, very smart, like got a PhD at age 6 or something, kind of ridiculously smart. And so she lives this very like globe-trotting, high-flying, high-profile life, whereas Nick, you know, is from like an underserved community. His family is just trying to make ends meet. He works at a fast food restaurant. Like, life is not easy for him. He's doing his best to support his mother and siblings, but it's not easy. And so Johnny is back in town, and, you know, they don't have a lot in common, but somehow that has never changed that they are friends. And Nick just sort of knows what to expect with Johnny. So Johnny's back in town. Nick goes to visit, and she has invented this like reactor that's, you know, tiny, fits in the kitchen on the counter, but could eliminate all use of fossil fuels, which would obviously be an amazing game changer for the whole world, you know, because climate change, environmental collapse, et cetera, like she's going to fix that. Except it turns out that this reactor perhaps opens a portal to where the aforementioned eldritch gods are waiting to take over the world, which is not great. And so Johnny and Nick go on this like world, you know, international adventure to try to stop the eldritch beings from taking over. It definitely has like tentacles and weird, like sort of body-ish horror stuff. But it was an amount that I personally could manage. So, you know, if it's not your usual jam, I still think you should give it a try. I loved these characters. I loved how complicated their relationship was. It is not a simple friendship. And they, like, hurt each other in the way that only the very closest of friends can hurt each other. And there are some things that come out that, like, they have to deal with. And it's a really amazingly done relationship story, as well as, you know, having all of this fascinating world building and, you know, magic and supernatural stuff going on. It's really, really good. And I forgot that there were more. Not only were there more books in the series, but there are three of them. They're all out now. Like, the third one just came out this year. So I have two books worth of catching up to do. And I think this is also a good summer series because, you know, the extra light will hopefully keep me from having nightmares about these, like, creepy, creepy creature powers that are in this book. But I think it's worth the scares for me. And I bet y'all, especially if you tend more towards Sharifa's, you know, end of the horror spectrum, this is definitely needs to go on your list. So again, that is the Beneath the Rising series by Premier Mohammed. And the first book is Beneath the Rising. So yeah, lots of great series out there to catch up with, y'all. It's an ongoing practice, and I love that we get that opportunity, you know, whenever we're ready. So that's our show today. Many thanks to our sound editor, Caitlin Brame, for making us sound better than we would otherwise each and every episode. We super appreciate that, and I'm sure you do too. Thank you all for listening. We super appreciate that. If you would like to email us, you can do that. sffyeah@bookriot.com. You can send in theme requests. You can send in pet pictures. You can send in feedback about the show or what you're reading, what series you love. We'll take it all. If you would like to review us, you can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, wherever you can find a place to leave a review. We super appreciate that because it does help other folks to find us. And speaking of finding us, you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr at JenIRL, JenNIRL, or on Instagram as I am JenIRL. And we'll talk to you next time.